Hey babe, welcome home. How was work? Yeah, I'm just catching up on some dishes. Yeah, I know I said I'd get them done last night. I just got a little caught up reading and it got late.
Yeah. I always put the bowls on the bottom rack.
Okay, that's fine. I just didn't think there would be enough room on the top rack. All right, you're right. I guess I missed that speck of food on the baking sheet. I was just trying to be gentle, not scratch it up, you know? Yes, okay. You want the silverware facing up in the rack. Noted. Hey. Listen. Is something going on with you? Did you have a bad day at work or something? Well, you're just kind of grilling me right now. Fine, yes, I admit your way is better. I'm not a professional dishwasher. Okay, shh, it's okay. It's okay. I know. I love you too. Now, let's not fight about stupid shit. So, what happened? Your boss getting on your case again? He's such an asshole. You want me to talk to him? Yeah, I'll set him straight. No, you're right. That's probably not a wise idea. Here, let me just dry my hands off before I give you a hug. Yeah, they're really wet. My little Huffalump. This is nice. I think we both needed some comfort. This is what I'm here for. To squeeze you tightly against my warm body. Whisper sweet nothings into your ear and cook you delicious foods. Yeah, that's the recipe for tender love and care. God, babe, you're so tense. You really must have had a rough day at work, huh? Yeah, oh my God, your shoulders are like petrified. You've got to be careful not to tense up like that. It's hard, but just like check in with yourself when you're stressed. Maybe do some breathing exercises, recenter yourself. I know, it's easier said than done. I just don't want you to be uncomfortable. Ooh, yeah, your traps, your upper chest. You're a mess right now, babe. Okay, we're gonna take care of this right now. Yeah, go get on the bed. No excuses. Come on. Of course, I'm happy to do it. This is what boyfriends are for. It might hurt a little, yeah. I'll be as gentle as possible, but we've got to release all that tension. Trust me, it'll be worth it when you're actually able to sleep tonight. Just take off your sweater and your bra and sit on the bed. Because the bra straps, yeah, they always get in the way when I'm trying to rub down your back. No, I promise, it's just a massage. I want this to be all about you. Okay, you just sit right there. I'll get behind you right here. You know the drill. Just try to relax your muscles. Yeah, you can lean back against me like that. That's fine. Whatever helps you relax. Can we put your hair up, actually? That's good. Yeah. Sweet. Okay, we're all situated. I'm going to start very gentle, just to help you get relaxed. Breathe deeply. Just like that. We'll start here, behind your ears, and just drag all those work stresses. Pulling them all the way out, down your neck and your back. Little gentle kneading down the neck. That's not too rough. Good. Just deep breaths. Why am I so good at this? I don't know. I guess I just think about what would feel good for me and do that to you. Well, okay. I've actually had a little bit of training. Yeah, I know. I never told you about it before because, well, it wasn't exactly professional training. And, you know, I just prefer not to talk about my past relationships. I know you don't care. I just don't want to put any ideas in your head that I'm hung up on any past flings. This wasn't a relationship exactly, anyway. How's that? Not too rough? I know, you're squirming a little. Look, there's no way to apply enough force to those pressure points without a little discomfort. I'm sorry, I know. Huh? Oh, right. You really want to hear about that? Sure. So, you know how my mom is into some of that new agey stuff, like auras and chakras and crystals and whatnot? Yeah, well, when I was like 19, we went down to Sedona for some kind of crystal lady type convention. It was sort of like a mini Burning Man with everyone staying outdoors in tents, bonfires at night, yoga, and meditation retreats during the day. My mom was always somewhere, doing God knows what at all hours of the day. So, I was left alone to mingle. Okay, your shoulders are feeling so much looser already. That's good. You want to flip over on your tummy so I can get your lower back? So yeah, I met this older woman. I think she was actually maybe like 28, but when I was 19, that seemed pretty old. Yeah, how things have changed, right? Is it okay if I sit on your upper thighs like this? That's not too uncomfortable. All right, just let me know. What was I saying? Right. So believe me, I thought pretty much everyone at this convention was bonkers, but me and this girl, we kind of hit it off. She could tell I was inexperienced with women and she thought that was cute, so she wanted to help me to explore. I know, I'm sorry, I know. That's why I don't like to talk about it. It's kind of cringe. But I think we're secure enough in our relationship to be open about this stuff, right? So this girl, she brought me into her tent at night and she worked her new agey spiritual massage stuff on me. You know, sage, incense, various oils. I'll spare you most of the details, but basically she gave me a tantric massage and then guided me through doing the same for her. Yes, it felt absolutely incredible. But I don't know how much of that was because the massage was good, or just because being touched by a woman was pretty new to me. I know I don't come across as someone who would say this, but there's something about tantric massage that feels spiritual. It's like another level beyond just sexual intimacy. It's like nourishing for the soul, if that makes sense. Actually, after that, I had a little period of time where I was really into researching massage techniques and erotic massage therapy. But this was all quite some time ago. I'm definitely not any kind of expert. Oh yeah, I'm really selling it, I guess, huh? Why have I kept that from you? I don't know. It's not something that I stuck with and really haven't thought about it that much until now. Yeah, of course, I'd love to show you. I'm just worried it's been too long and I won't do the techniques any justice. All right, but please, I'm not sure I'm going to do this right, so just bear with me. I'm just going to turn the lights out. You take the rest of your clothes off. We both need to be nude. Yeah, feeling that skin-on-skin sensation is a big part of it. It's a very intimate process. Ooh, actually, let me get some body oil. Why don't you turn on the diffuser with some lavender scent or something like that? All right, now music. Getting the atmosphere or, you know, bringing the space into a calm of its own is one of the big elements here. If we had some candles, that would be ideal. Okay, to start things off, I'm gonna sit against the headboard. You lie down here with the back of your head resting on my chest. Yeah, good. Just like that. We're gonna relax while I massage your temples. Try to bring your breathing in sync with mine. That's good. Deep breaths. We both need to be present in the moment. Think of this part as a sort of meditation, spiritual bonding. We're eliminating any thought of anything that exists outside of this room and our connection to each other. We're focusing our breathing. Just think about the feeling of your skin on mine. Feel my heart beating against your back. Good, good. You're doing so good. Okay, now lay face down on the bed. You can put your face on the pillow. Are you in a comfortable position? Okay, just let me know if I'm using too much pressure. It should feel firm, but gentle also. Okay, breathe. I'm gonna run my hands from just above your butt here and spread the energy all the way up. Yeah, just like this. Now we're gonna bring that energy from your shoulders back down. All the way down. That's good. Close your eyes. I want you to imagine that there's a beautiful, vibrantly colored garden with soft green grass, lush meadows with blossoming yellow and violet flowers. You can hear the gentle trickling of water from a nearby spring. Feel the healing energy. It's a real place because you can feel it, can't you? Just imagine yourself there with me. The robins are grazing in the meadow. You can hear the soft fluttering of their wings. Our skin is so warm, radiating with the warmth of the sunlight. The trees are gently swaying, their leaves rustling quietly. I'm channeling all the energy from that place through my body, through my hands, all the way down inside of you. Accept all of the love that you're feeling with me. Meditate on every sensation as you follow my voice. My hands are pressed close together on your lower back, and I'm spreading, slowly spreading them apart. As we reach up along your back, I'm bringing my body close against yours. Feel the weight of me pressing you down into the bed. There's nothing between us. Just my naked body joined with yours. That's so good. Just breathe with me. Yeah, I am hard. How could I not be? You felt the pre-cum from my dick gliding across your back just now? God, yes. Yeah, that is really hot. Okay, roll over onto your back. I'm going to massage just above your breasts. You're holding so much tension there, but I can feel it melting in my hands. It's okay. You can open your eyes or close them. Whatever feels right for you. Breathe. Yeah. This moment is all about you right now. This is your sanctuary. I'm holding your feet in my hands, rubbing up your calf muscle, and back down through to the ankle. My knee is firmly kneading against the soles of your feet. Now I'm bringing my hands up your thigh, gently rubbing the smooth skin as I work my way up just below your yoni. Relax into my hands, baby. Okay, let's move up. I'm just gently, sensually rubbing your breasts, cupping them in my strong, oiled hands, letting them slide through. The palm of my hand delicately caressing your nipple. That's good, yeah. Rubbing them in a slow, circular rotation. It's okay, baby. You can moan. That's just your body expressing its innate sexual energy. We're going to let that energy build, slowly, naturally. Okay, now. Feel my fingers delicately spreading that energy from your breasts, gliding across your stomach. Down below, tracing the outline of your glistening lips. Your soft, velvety yoni is opening up to my touch. I'm just gonna carry the energy from your inner thighs inward toward your yoni, pressing your lips together with both hands as I approach your jewel. Lightly running my thumb from the bottom of your lips, slowly toward the top, just brushing your clitoris a little with my thumb. Let's just stay here for a moment. I can feel your breathing quickening. Bring it back down a little. Focus your breathing. Yeah, baby. I'm just gonna keep massaging your lips, tracing my fingers along the outside and the inner walls. Just a delicate touch. All right. Are you ready for me to explore inside of you? One finger to start. My thumb caressing all around the clitoral hood as my middle finger lightly strokes inside you, beckoning you deeper onto my hand. Two fingers now. I can feel you clutching me tightly. I'm going to massage along the outer yoni with my whole hand. That's so good, baby. It's okay. You can rock your hips against me. Just follow the energy wherever it takes you. Yeah, just like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that? Okay, sure. I'll lay on top of you again. This is your experience. Just tell me what you need. This is a nice sensation. Your chest squeezing against my hard body. My ribs sliding against your oiled stomach. Yeah. Rub my cock all over your vulva, between the lips. Gently tracing the outline with the head of my cock. Oh. Yeah, I'm just gonna slide up and down like this. My penis sliding all the way through your yoni. Yeah. Press yourself into me like that. Your wetness is coating my cock. Mmm. Rub your clit all over the head, just like that. Let me slowly enter you. Mmm. Let's recenter a bit. Focus only on one sensation. Feel the head of my penis just moving slightly against your inner walls, caressing you ever so slightly, tenderly. Feel the hardness of my shaft at the entrance, spreading you open. Your lips clutching me. Breathe my kiss. Feel the vibrations as I moan into your mouth. The soft touch of my lips brushing against yours. Okay, sure. You can be on top. Like I said, you're in control. Yeah. Yeah. Rock your hips. Oh, bounce on my cock. Yeah, no, this is still good. The tantric energy is flowing through you like fucking fire. But you're in control of it. Just carry that feeling. It's your primal desire. Embrace it. Oh, yeah, hold on to my pecs. I can feel your hands trembling a little. It's okay. You can lay on my chest. I'll wrap my hands around you. Press you tightly against my body. Are you feeling it? That current of carnal, raw energy. Yeah, my body is a conduit for your pleasure. Fuck yes, baby. Yeah, yeah. You're getting close? Close to unleashing all that tantric energy? Let it out, baby. Harder? Me too, baby. Come with me. Fuck yes. Yeah, baby. Yeah, oh, that's it, baby. Yeah, keep it up like that. Yeah. Thank you for that. Let's just stay like this for a moment. Let everything come down in its own time. Let me just hold you, stay inside you. Good. Yes, you did so good, babe. Yeah. Let's just stay like this. I like this feeling. Our bodies being so connected while my cock softens inside of you. All the tension melting away.